Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week, Rick Frank was filling in for me. I was on the farm in Illinois as we wrapped up corn and soybean harvest. Fortunately, we had a beautiful fall to get the work done. What a contrast to 2 years ago when we were still picking corn at Christmas. Yet it wasn't simple this year. Our corn, hit by a severe windstorm in July, was twisted and down. A third of the fields had to be picked going one way. Yields were not very good. However, soybeans were terrific, record yield. Hogs are healthy and going to market. And that reminds me of a very interesting, in fact, surprising fact. All my farming life, our hog feed consisted of corn and soybean meal. Not today. Corn is still king, but distiller's grain has moved into second place ahead of soybean meal. Distiller's dried grain, a byproduct of ethanol production, has become the protein of choice to blend with corn. And I'm not suggesting that soybean meal is not important. It is. But DDGs have proven to be extremely valuable. This fact is not well known outside the farm gate. It will become well known because so many livestock producers value distiller's grain, and they will not like to see it disappear. And that means more livestock producers, instead of hating ethanol, may have to come around and support the ethanol industry because they love distiller's grain, not because they love higher-priced corn. It's about time that the media came to acknowledge that only 60% of a bushel of corn turns into ethanol. 40% is left as a byproduct of that process, and that byproduct is distiller's dried grain. I'm back in Washington, D.C. this week and can't say I missed anything. The super committee that's supposed to cut the deficit is still in gridlock. The House and Senate Ag Committees are trying to piece together a farm bill plan with $23 billion of cuts. And when they get it done, if they get it done, they will present it to the Super Committee as agriculture's contribution to deficit reduction. There are more questions than answers as to what will be in the plan. Will the Super Committee accept the plan? Or will the Super Committee even get their overall proposal completed by the Thanksgiving deadline? Nobody knows. Just stay tuned. Until next week, I am John Block, back from the farm.
In the rain, as we kiss.